Saturday morning when we opened, we had 18 vehicles in the parking lot at 9:30. We opened at 10, so they were here ready to shoot, ready for guns and ammo, and they, you know, we've effectively sold out of all of our firearms.
Gary DeGeorge owns Atlanta Range and Ordnance in Noonan. He says the spread of the coronavirus has resulted in a surge in gun and ammo sales.
We are getting resupplied. We are maintaining inventory levels, but there's definitely a stress on the supply.
Inside the store, a line of people waits to check out, and some shelves are bare where ammunition used to be.
We've gone from a surplus to a shortage within 1 week's time. On our best months of the year, our average weekly sales are what we're doing every day now.
Now, the store is limiting how much ammunition people can buy to a max of 2 boxes per customer who's not using the shooting range. Mel Williams from Fairburn, Georgia, says that he was buying a few extra rounds of ammo to ease tensions during an uncertain time, fearing for how people might react in the coming weeks due to COVID-19. He said he was...
I was just here practicing for the corona apocalypse.
Jessica Sheffield from Noonan says she and her husband started prep for the virus last week, trying to stock up on supplies and extra bullets.
We went to Georgia Arms in Villa Rica, and the line was like down the street, around the corner. When we got there, they did still have ammo. They had ran out of the exact one that we wanted, like the brand, but they still had the what we needed.
Sheffield says she felt lucky to be able to get her hands on some ammo.
We went there maybe to just get 100 rounds or 200 rounds. And after seeing what everybody else bought, my husband bought 1,000 rounds for each gun, which I thought was excessive. But now we have like all these rounds of ammo.
Sheffield was in Atlanta Range and Ordnance getting her pistol cleaned and ready to use if need be.
Just trying to be safe and hope it doesn't get to the point where I would have to use this much ammo. I don't know, but apparently everybody thinks we need it, so.
DeGeorge says he cannot recall such a recent push for ammo, but does remember it happening in the past.
For years, we see large groups gathering and becoming more and more riotous or unruly in the larger cities. And people want to protect themselves in case something like that were to present itself here.
A man who identified himself as Ray Jones left the store after purchasing a new gun and a few boxes of ammo.
The way I look at it is people are, they're insane. And if you can't defend your toilet paper, you know, what are you going to do?
He said he noticed a surge in gun and ammunition sales after a run on grocery stores.
You know what I'm saying? I really think that ammunition, firearms, food and water are going to be the commodity. No one cares about gold or paper money if you can't spend it.
Meanwhile, Gary DeGeorge will keep his doors open. He says that he has...
As of right now, I have no plans to close until it's mandated by a higher power, the government, what have you.
For GPB News, I'm Skylar Nicholson in Noonan.